Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 minutes past the hour. It is the Talk Radio Countdown for the week. If you can believe it, the first official day of June has come this week. We are in the week of May 29th through June the 2nd. I'm Jennifer Horn in for Doug Steffen today. I host the Morning Answer in Los Angeles on AM 870, AM 590, The Answer. Joined this week by Jay Kirshner of The Good Day Show. And our special guest, John Harper, who is, of course, from WMEL, the Talk to Me Network. Jay, John, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure as always.
Now, we're going to have some fun today without Doug, and he'll be back next week. We're going to go through some of the stories and the people making news. Talkers Magazine puts together the list of the most talked topics and the most talked people in talk radio this week. So just go through the charts, and then we'll jump in on some of these important ones. The people list this week starts off with, at number 10, Xi Jinping, followed by Vladimir Putin at number 9, Hunter Biden at number 8, Sam Altman. He is the person who's all involved with AI, which is incredible. Important. We'll talk about that this hour. Number 6, pitcher for the Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw. Number 5, Merrick Garland and Jack Smith, that special investigator into President Trump. Number 4, former President Donald Trump. Number 3, new candidate, Ron DeSantis. Number 2, Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. And number 1, Joe Biden on the stories list. Number 10 is the NBA NHL playoffs. Number 9, violent crime. Number 8, U.S.-China relations. Number 7, the Russia-Ukraine war. Number 6, Hunter Biden's investigation. Number 5, AI concerns. Number 4, it is Pride Month, LGBTQ activism. Number 3, Trump's legal battles. Number 2, the 2024 presidential race. And number 1, where we start today, guys, the debt ceiling. It was a big story this week, a lot of back and forth after, I think, 97 days of trying to get President Biden to meet. Speaker Kevin McCarthy was able to catch a deal. A deal that a lot of Republicans, especially those on the further right of the party, I don't even want to say far right, but they didn't like this deal so much. But the House was able to pass it through Democrats and Republicans coming together. They sent it to the Senate, and just before 11 o'clock on Thursday, they passed the bill to raise the debt ceiling into 2025. They cut the deficit just a little inch, and the U.S. has now averted a catastrophic default on our debt obligations. At least catastrophic is the word used by the mainstream news media. 31 Republicans, mostly conservatives, voted against the bill, including John Barrasso and others. 5 progressives also voted against it in the Senate. Bernie Sanders, John Fetterman, Ed Markey, Jeff Merkley, and Elizabeth Warren. Let's talk about that. Let's start there, John Harper. What did you think about the back and forth on the debt ceiling this week? Do you think this was a good deal? Will we feel any relief? Because the economy is a major issue.
Well, of course, it is. That's for sure. The number one thing on most people's mind has been this debt ceiling relief and what will happen if it passes or if it doesn't. And I think for the most part, it was somewhat refreshing, correct me if I'm wrong, to at least see both sides of the aisle trying to get this completed. And it looks as though, for the most part, from what I'm hearing, most people, at least here in Florida, seem to be pleased the fact that it was passed and now on to the Senate. And I think one of the areas that especially is catching the attention of a lot of people is the college tuition situation. Yeah. Or the payback, I should say. And that seems to have a lot of interest. But it's also interesting to note that I believe this was a 100-page document, and it wasn't until page 90 that they actually got to discussion in the document about the debt ceiling itself. So
most of it was procedural, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of pages before that with a lot of things that we haven't heard about which would be rather interesting. But the college payback of the student loans, that I think really has caught the attention. And most people, I think, when it comes down to it, kind of figure that at the 11th hour, as the clock was striking 12, there would be some type of an agreement. So it was good to see both sides of the aisle kind of working together to get this done, and we'll see what happens now in the Senate.
Well, the Senate actually passed it through, so they've passed it. Now sits on Joe Biden's desk. It was late on Thursday evening when the Senate passed the bill. And again, we mentioned that five progressives voted against it, the Bernie Sanders and Fetterman, Markey, Merkley,
right.
Warren. 31 Republicans, the conservative branch, they voted against it as well, but the bill did pass 63-36. 46 Democrats voted for it, and only 17 Republicans in the Senate. And so now Biden will sign this because this is a deal that he put together. The sad thing is it good or bad for the country? I don't think it's going to be any different than what we've already had. And it's unfortunate, yeah. I think, because we talk about inflation, we talk about government spending, yet as many promises are made by Democrats, as many promises are made by Republicans, no one really has made meaningful cuts. Now, this cuts a little. It keeps us at our 2022 budget, brings back some of the COVID money. But one of the best ways that we could have actually balanced the budget was brought up by Rand Paul, who said if we had just gone back to the budget of 2019 before COVID, we would have actually had a balanced budget. And unfortunately, the Republicans, and I don't envy the space that Kevin McCarthy was in, having to make a deal with Biden, who said he didn't want to negotiate. And then you've got the Democrats in the Senate who lead the pack. So as the Republican guy, you're kind of outnumbered. But I do think they could have asked for more if they had actually realized that this number of the date, June 1st, was created kind of by Janet Yellen to put some pressure on these guys to get something done. And then it was moved to June 5th and then June 7th. Most economists believe that we wouldn't hit our debt ceiling probably until July or August, but they put together that number to get people to the table. So I don't know who exactly wins here. There might be some small victories for the people. As far as the student bill, the student debt part of this bill, it's kind of interesting because I heard from Kevin McCarthy, actually pretty directly, he addressed this, saying that the Supreme Court will decide whether or not Biden has the power to write off student loan debt. But what this bill does is, at least until then, makes people have to make their minimum payment, which also brings revenue into the government, which helps keep everything going without adding new taxes. So,
well, and that's good because I think that's one of the wins that a lot, even though things are not necessarily great right now, we know that in passing this and when Biden signs it, it will not get worse.
Well, true. Won't get. But what direction do you think the student situation with those loan payments, loan payback? What do you think the Supreme Court's going to say about that?
I just don't think that truly, just from the legal standpoint, I don't like it based on its merit, because I think there are a lot of people who paid for college and struggled to do so, and why does only a certain group of people get that benefit? I think, so from a fairness perspective, I'm not for it, but I think from a Supreme Court perspective, they're going to say that the president doesn't have the right with an executive order to do this. You really do need the power of Congress to pass something like this. So I think ultimately it will probably be struck down.
But it also doesn't fix the underlying issue. It's putting a Band-Aid on a situation,
mm-hmm.
where even if you do give people financial help for college and school funds, it doesn't mean that people aren't going to start getting into those same situations where we need to do it again. The issue itself needs to be addressed at the root, not just keep fixing the issue as it is. Colleges are too expensive.
Yeah, no, I shouldn't say that.
It's not even the colleges that are too expensive. It's the interest rates that are too expensive.
The college loan situation, I think, is absolutely something that needs to be looked into. College prices, I think, are also really expensive. But, of course, the free market and the availability of these loans has been there. People have to make hard choices, and I chose to go to a school that was more inexpensive because I didn't want to get racked with student debt. And I think people make those hard choices all the time. It's not like the wool's being pulled over their eyes when they make the decision. So, yes, we can have the same kind of decision that we do with healthcare, where the problem is not giving everybody free insurance. The problem is actually making it more affordable by cutting down on all of the lawsuits, on all of the $50 aspirins that you're going to get from the hospital, right? It's about making it more affordable for people in general, so you don't have to look at these big, broad plans.
That,
right.
that makes sense. It would make a difference, and it will be interesting to see what direction that goes. How did the student debt thing get so out of control?
You know, I think a lot of kids, look, you want that alma mater. You want that powerful university behind you. And I just don't know if people sign up for more than they can chew, or if they think they're going to have these big lucrative careers and they'll be able to pay off.
Well, that's what they're told. That's what I remember being in high school. That's what we were told, that if you go to a college and you get a master's, or your bachelor's, and then you get your master's or whatever, if somebody has the same resume as you do and they went to a better school, they're automatically going to get the job.
That's what a lot of people are told now.
That's what we were taught. And it's not, it's totally inaccurate. A lot of times now it's almost the climate or the environment of the workplace. They're hiring on the person to become a team member, not just what their resume says or what their alma mater is. But once upon a time, that was 100% what we were told.
I think a lot of times, too, people are biting off more than they can chew because they just don't understand. You know, as a kid, and this is where good parenting comes in to help lead people through this, as a kid, you may not understand the what you're signing up for. You don't understand that you're getting a really high interest rate. And maybe you just realize a little too late that maybe you shouldn't have bitten off so much so early in your life. I mean, people still pay off their loans into their 40s and 50s.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever known anyone whose resume has actually been scrutinized as to what college they went to?
I think alumni associations, I think, can be pretty powerful. I think that's probably the benefit of going to a school that has that name recognition. People will see the alumni association and be like, oh, I went to Harvard, I went to USC, I went to whatever it is, and then they kind of wink and nod at each other. But how powerful it is, I don't know, but we will continue to follow that. This is the Talk Radio Countdown. We've got the presidential race coming and your comments as Talk Radio Countdown continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy to get on the Calitrin program. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. There's no crazy diets or crazy workout plans. This is just healthy weight loss.
What's the way that people can get the most for their buck, the biggest bang for their buck in terms of buying Calitrin now?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up for this is our 26th anniversary of helping customers lose weight. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website, again, is toploss.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown. 23 minutes past the hour. It is the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Jennifer Horn, in for Doug Steffen today. I host the Morning Answer on AM 870 and 590 The Answer in Los Angeles. And that is Jay Kirshner right there. She is a host from The Good Day Show, and we are joined this week by John Harper from WMEL, the Talk to Me Network. And, guys, in this segment, we like to hear what you are thinking because you are such a big part of what bring the topics to the Talk Radio Countdown, right? You tell us what is hot and what people want to talk about. And we just spent a lot of time talking about the debt ceiling bill, which has passed through the House, the Senate, now goes to Joe Biden's desk. Jay, you've been hearing from a lot of people about what they think about this debt ceiling bill. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Yvonne G. says, I read that we are only one of two nations in the world that has a debt ceiling. Is that true? That is true. Denmark is the other one.
Good girl. You like you look at you. You come
in the debt with a debt. Well, several other countries do have the limitation laws in place, but as far as the debt ceiling goes, there really are only two. Laura Francis says, I learned that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jim Jordan voted yes. I was shocked to hear that.
You know, let me jump in on that because it is interesting to see where Kevin McCarthy's allies are coming from. Jim Jordan, who founded the Freedom Caucus, Marjorie Taylor Greene has been a loud supporter and member of the Freedom Caucus. Most of the Freedom Caucus either abstained from voting, like Lauren Boebert just didn't vote. Others voted no. Matt Gaetz was a no vote. So it's been really interesting to see that some of the most prominent members of the Freedom Caucus have helped Kevin McCarthy. And Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene are probably his biggest advocates within that Freedom Caucus.
Wow.
And I think they probably knew that strategically and from a messaging standpoint, it behooved everybody to pass it and get on with it, even if it wasn't the best deal.
But why would anybody just not vote? Why would you not vote?
Because you don't want to say yes or no, so you just abstain. You don't want to be a jerk and say no because you realize that you're probably, you know, beholden to the speaker, but yet at the same time you don't endorse the bill, so you just abstain.
Interesting.
A lot of, and you know, the other, it just, this gets really into the weeds. But when they first voted in the House, you would notice that a multitude, I mean, many Democrats did not vote. And the reason for that is because they were like the emergency hatch because they didn't know how many Republicans they were going to lose. So a lot of Democrats abstained from voting at the beginning. And then once they knew how many Republicans were going to say no, and there were a lot, it was like 70-something Republicans that said no, then those Democrats went in and voted yes to help pass the bill through. So they would have been no's if they didn't need them, but they were the emergency hatch to get this thing pushed through.
So Mel York thinks that she has a fix to this, that they all need to make whatever the minimum wage is in their state. All government people should have to do so also, from town supervisor to president, and then the people vote if they get a raise.
Like it?
Yeah. Can we go to change.org and get that happening?
Let's get a petition going. I like that. John, you'd sign that, right?
Absolutely.
Cut the salary.
You have to do a good job, and the American people vote if you get a raise or not.
That's
Jeremy
right.
Jeremy says, it means absolutely nothing to me. The government could disappear for the next 6 months, and nothing in my life would change, except I'd have more money in my pocket.
I love him. He says, too many people rely on the government. And, you know, guys, this is the Jennifer Horne plan. Shut everything down, and then, like lights, turn one switch on at a time and see what we can survive without and cut the rest. How about that?
There you go.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of people do that with their actual bills and streaming services. Who hasn't bought so many or gotten on to so many streaming services? And then they're like, you know what? Which ones are we actually using?
Exactly.
Greg Donahue, he says it really represents a needed shift to moderate spending. The House Republicans led the nation in the right direction. More work will need to be done in the future budgets. It's a good start.
Comment right now at Good Day Show on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Check it out. There is more up ahead. It's Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The first named storm of the year is churning in the Gulf of Mexico.
However, it is not expected to last long and is no direct threat to the U.S. The National Hurricane Center found Arlene had tropical storm force winds, allowing for it to be upgraded from a depression. Arlene is expected to keep moving south over the next day. The National Weather Service issued a flood watch for parts of South Florida. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden will sign the debt ceiling bill today. Nearly 300 people are dead, close to 1,000 injured after three trains collided in eastern India. Officials say they expect the death toll to climb. Churchill Downs suspending racing operations as officials continue to look into safety measures at the track. The past month has seen 12 horses die as a result of injuries. Corey Myers, USA News.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest Intel Core processors, like Thin and Light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. It's the perfect season to power your passions during Dell's Summer Sale event. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 minutes past the hour. It is the Talk Radio Countdown, normally hosted by Doug Steffen. I'm Jennifer Horn, in for him today, part of the Good Day Show, also host of AM870's Morning Answer in Los Angeles. John Harper is here as our special guest, WMEL, the Talk to Me Network. He is here. And, of course, Jay Kirshner, my friend from the Good Day Show, joins us as well. And, guys, if you're new to the program, the Talkers Magazine puts together a list of the 10 most talked about stories of the week, the 10 most talked about people of the week. And number three on the list of most talked about people is Ron DeSantis. Number four, Donald Trump. And number two on the list of the most talked topics is the 2024 presidential race. Probably the second biggest story, aside from the debt ceiling, John and Jay, is Ron DeSantis, after much speculation, jumping into the presidential race. Last week, kind of not making the splash that he wanted, but this week he's been in Iowa, New Hampshire, talking to people. And we're learning now that the field is supposed to get bigger, much bigger. Next week, Chris Christie is going to be jumping into the race on Tuesday, the former mayor of New Jersey. And we're also hearing that it's going to be official with Mike Pence as well towards the end of next week. Mike Pence, the former vice president, will also be in the race.
Can you imagine the Veep going against his president?
I can, and it's not going to end well for Mike Pence.
Not so much. I really think on the terms of Republicans, it's going to come down to Trump and DeSantis. It seems like those are the two front runners. They're both very polarizing. You either are absolutely for them or you want nothing to do with them. But it seems like DeSantis may be able to best Trump, but can you imagine if there's a second Biden versus Trump final vote?
I think it's actually going to be Trump versus Biden once
again.
You
do think so?
Yeah, I do.
It's like a redo.
Yeah, I think so. I know a lot of people are like, eh. But Donald Trump is ahead by big numbers right now, even with DeSantis in. I do want to ask you, John Harper, because you are in the state of Florida. Ron DeSantis is your governor. What's the feeling from people in Florida about him jumping into the race?
Well, that's interesting because there are a couple of different feelings. Some totally are drinking his Kool-Aid. They love him, believe everything he says and does, and feel he's the next Donald Trump. And DeSantis has borrowed a page from the playbook of Trump and how to do things, so to speak. However, there is another way of looking at this here in the state of Florida. A lot of people are upset over the fact that DeSantis just won re-election for governor, of course, this past November. And here it is. In the month of May is when he jumped into the race officially, and a lot of people feel, wait a minute, that isn't really correct to of course, anything is fair in politics, I guess, but at the same time, they feel he's using that re-election for governor as a stepping stone to president, but shouldn't he first be showing his allegiance to the state of Florida as governor? So a lot of people are turned off to that.
You know, what a lot of people haven't been talking about is that Ron DeSantis was actually not even able to enter the race until the Florida legislature had to change the law that Republicans created. And I call out hypocrisy on the Democrat side all the time. I'll call it out with Republicans. Republicans changed the law to make it almost impossible for a Democrat governor to run for president. And so to have Ron DeSantis then be able to be the governor and run for president at the same time, they had to change the law back, and they did it very quietly. Not a lot of people even picked up on this, but they actually had to change the law to allow DeSantis in the race. I make the argument all the time, and I'm curious to know, and you can always let us know on our social medias at Good Day Show on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. I really think the top selling point for Trump, because so many people believe that the government is out of control, whether you're a Republican or not, the government is out of control. There are issues with the FBI. There are issues with the CIA, the proverbial swamp, as we call it. And Donald Trump goes in without having to worry about running for reelection. Ron DeSantis will go in, but he's going to have to spend probably a year or two learning his groundwork and then another year or two running for reelection. And for the quick changes that I think so many people are desperate for, if you are interested in voting for a conservative, I think ultimately that's what brings people to Trump, because he's literally in and he's out, and people already know what he can do because he was in office for 4 years. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. It's funny, though, the more people that jump into the race, probably the easier it is for Trump, because they'll all be clawing away support from each other.
You mentioned Chris Christie from New Jersey. He's jumping in next week. I had not heard that.
Yeah, he'll be in on Tuesday in the race. And what's going to be funny about his candidacy is I really fully believe he's actually going to be in it just to scream at Donald Trump, because he loves to do that now. He used to be an advocate for Donald Trump, not anymore. And so I think he's in just to scream. And Mike Pence, I think he's a really decent and good human. The funny thing about, and Jay, you mentioned it, the top two candidates, Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump, they're both populist candidates. And the others are running in a more traditional 2012 Republican mold, sort of. And I just don't know how well that represents the people of the party. So we'll see. You can let us know your thoughts on social media for sure. It's going to be interesting. And the debates will start on August. There's even some talk about whether Donald Trump will debate or not. Quickly, before we move on to the next topic, if you guys were advising the Trump campaign, would you tell him to debate or skip the first one?
go on, John.
Yes, I would skip the debate. I'd advise him to skip it.
What about you, Jay?
See, I feel like I would want to say debate, because personally I want to see everybody get in on the debates. But mm-hmm. as an advisor, yeah, I might agree with John. It's probably better to say, you know what, skip it. But then what does that say?
Well, I think what it says, because he was, like for instance, Joe Biden will not be debating anybody because he's the president. And so Trump could play the card, I'm the president, I don't really have to debate anybody. You already know what I can do, what my policies are. You already know me.
And that's
and so I would say, if he is ahead in the polls as he is right now, I think it actually behooves him to stay off of the stage, because it almost elevates him to the point that he already is the president and the rest of the people have to kind of catch up. But if things tighten and if the polls start to look like he needs it, then you don't want to miss an opportunity to try to gain support. So we'll see. I think it really should depend on how far ahead he is. Now, let's move on to another big topic this week. Number four on the list, LGBTQ activism. Number six on our people list is Clayton Kershaw from the Los Angeles Dodgers. It is Pride Month officially in June, and many companies, corporations, sports teams are celebrating that. The Los Angeles Dodgers, they're having Pride Night on June 16th. And as part of that, they introduced the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to get a Community Hero Award during the game. Well, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are a group of people who are transgender activists, but they gyrate on crosses, they wear nuns, you know, nun outfits. I mean, it's pretty sacrilegious. It's not just that they're a charitable group, but it is a question about whether or not what they're doing is blasphemy. A lot of Christians, a lot of Catholics got upset about this. The Dodgers uninvited them. Then they were pressured to reinvite them. Now members of the team, Clayton Kershaw, Blake Treinen, and actually even other people in sports, a member of the Washington Nationals, one of the Blue Jays commented on this. He's been getting a lot of trouble. Guys, it seems that we have maybe lost the ability to have opinions and to respect people's religious freedoms at the same time being inclusive of people's sexual and gender choices and their identities. John, I'd start with you. What do you think about this controversy that's happening? Everybody seems to be talking about this.
Everybody is, and I think it really should remain in the closet, so to speak. It's not necessary. Let them go ahead and have their gay pride parades, whatever type of parade and gender you want to have. Go ahead and do it, and that's the way it's been in the past. I don't know why all of a sudden it's become a big issue just because somebody is wearing green or orange hair. Just go ahead and do it, and I think the people getting involved in this are stepping into areas that they could stay out of.
Jay?
Yeah, it's not illegal to dislike people. It's not illegal to say, I don't like this person because of their sexual orientation, their religion, the color of their skin, their ethnicity. It's not illegal to feel a certain way, but it is wrong and to stop anybody from living their lives, to stop anybody from enjoying themselves when they are not causing any harm to anybody else. And then to actually cause harm to other people, yeah, that is 100% illegal, and that's called a hate crime.
Well, I don't know about, I mean, I don't think anybody's saying that no one can live their life. I would ask this question, let me rephrase it. So if this group wore blackface and they were jumping on crosses dressed as nuns, but they were still raising money for transgender causes, would we have a problem with it?
Interesting.
Probably, yes.
If this group were wearing yarmulkes and they were gyrating all around and yet still raising money for charity, would we have a problem with it?
I think so. Yes.
Yeah, we would.
And so Halloween costumes. Because
this is the problem that I have with it. Because look, I think anybody who has listened to this program, Good Day Show, my show, live and let live. Do what you want in your private life. I want no government. I don't even want government involved in marriage. I want it all out. I want you to do what you want in your private life. I want you to do whatever you want in life. But when you start desecrating people's faith, for inclusivity, how are you being inclusive when you've now just alienated anybody who is Christian or Catholic because you're putting your genitalia on a cross, which is a symbol of their religion? So I think in an effort to become ultra inclusive, we've actually become more divisive. There's no reason that the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence should exist. They can. And by the way, I've looked into them. They do some good charitable work, but at the same time, they are extremely insulting, probably almost hateful against Catholics and Christians. And so those people have the right to speak out too. And I think corporations do themselves a disservice when they get overly involved with this kind of thing, because you're alienating multitudes of people by choosing sides.
Well, but also the message gets lost because the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, to be specific, they are advocates for any issues against, you know, children and using religion when people are like molesting children and all of that stuff. But the thing is, they use, some of them are religious in and of themselves, but they use the religious satire and their costumes to get attention. Because look at this. They are on a national level right now. We are talking about them. However, what they are trying to do is not what is being discussed. Their charities, their protests, and why they protest, the street performances, they... It is all getting lost in the conversation.
I just still think if they were wearing blackface, no one would even give them a moment. And or if they were doing something else to another.
About them. 100%.
Well, I think a racial group, if they went after another group, but because they go after Christianity and religious people, they get a pass. And I don't know. I think we can actually accomplish both goals at the same time if we just take a look and a step back. And unfortunately, it becomes a very emotional issue. All right, John Harper, Jay Kirshner, thank you so much. There is more up ahead. It's Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's give 60 seconds to the story list here on the Countdown and the Talk Radio Roundup. At number 10 this week, according to Talkers Magazine, the NBA playoffs. The hockey playoffs are this weekend as well, so that's number 10. Interesting to get sports back into the fold of the top 10. Violent crimes at number 9. Number 8, our relationship with China and Russia. At number 7, the war in Ukraine. Number 6, Hunter Biden. Some of these things, are we getting tired of talking about all this stuff because it doesn't go anywhere? Number 5 is the most important story, I think, of the week, the month, the year, maybe of our lives. Artificial intelligence, I would think that this is going to continue to creep up on the list of the talk radio stories. Activism against those who are different, number 4. Trump and his legal battles, 3. Presidential race, 2. And the debt ceiling, number 1 this week on the Countdown.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list this week, according to Talkers Magazine, this week means the week of May 29th to the 2nd of June. At number 10, Xi Jinping, the leader of China. Bad Vlad, Mr. Putin, number 9, Hunter Biden. Interesting that all three of those are at the bottom of the list. I find that rather colorful. Is there a connection? You make up your mind. Anyway, Biden is number 8, Hunter the son. Sam Altman is number 7 on the list. Clayton Kershaw comes in at number 6. At number 5, Merrick Garland, where the Republicans want to get him big time. Number 4, Donald Trump,
Republicans want him big time, too. Ron DeSantis, number three, not so much. Kevin McCarthy seems to be the hero of the Republicans or moderate thinkers everywhere because of his role in the debt ceiling discussions. And number one, the president in residence, that's our Joe. Joe Biden, number one on the people list this week, according to Talkers Magazine.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown. 53 minutes past the hour. It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Jennifer Horn, in for Doug Steffen today. Joined by Jay Kirshner from The Good Day Show. I host The Morning Answer on AM 870 in Los Angeles. And Jay, number five on the list of the top talked topics, that's easy to say, it's like a tongue twister, are concerns over artificial intelligence, AI concerns. I have to throw this out to you because I think it is so interesting how this discussion is going. AI, artificial intelligence, has so many, just so many possibilities. It is a cool technology. But you also have the ability for this to go wrong and go wrong really quickly.
So much so that
people are warning experts in the industry, Sam Altman and others, these people are saying that we could go extinct. Humans could go extinct because of AI, and that it could be even worse than nuclear war.
Well, and that makes it makes a lot of sense, too, because we have seen so many positives, especially in terms of medicine. In the medical world, we have seen AI save lives. And AI has been around for such a long time where we do use it to our advantage to an extent. But the two big downfalls are either we become too reliant on AI and we forget how to function. And I always go back to that movie, Idiocracy, with Luke Wilson, and where it's in the future and he wakes up in the future and he is the smartest man alive because everybody has become so reliant on artificial intelligence that people basically forget how to function. And then you have the other side where AI gets too much development in and of itself, where it, you know, that kind of sci-fi thriller, it takes over the world.
Right.
I agree. That could happen, or somebody, it just falls into the wrong hands that uses it for nefarious reasons, and we basically have an apocalypse because of technology.
You know, my fear is that as people, we used to be encouraged to develop critical thinking skills. That was one of the top things that they're supposed to teach you as you go through the school system. And as we've seen more people get indoctrinated, I mean, what kills me is that no one can ask questions anymore. If you ask the wrong question, people just shun you instead of taking it from the place of, let's teach people something, let's learn something, instead of just being appalled that someone might question.
Yes, people are canceled. Conversations are canceled.
Absolutely. And so we're already starting to go there culturally where we're just like, don't critically think anymore. Don't ask any questions. Just you take what I tell you and that's it. Or we only like you if you agree with what we tell you. My fear is that with AI, it's going to take one generation of AI. We've already seen with kids on technology and with getting all these messages from people, this ability to critical think is already being threatened. But with one generation of AI, our critical thinking skills are gone because we just believe what AI is going to tell us. Are we even going to question this?
Well, and not only that, but then we might not believe, and people who do question might question too much and not believe things that really are true.
That's the other thing.
The accuracy.
Exactly.
What was it, that AI photo that was floating around of the Pentagon, that there was a fire at the Pentagon or a bomb hit, it was an explosion. It was all AI generated, and it made the rounds on social media, and they were able to pinpoint that this came from AI. But with critical thinking, what ChatGPT is a big one right now. There are actual posts that if you scroll Instagram, you know how you are not just promoted posts, but promoted, oh, you might want to follow this person, you might mm-hmm. want to follow this account. There's these ones that come up and they're like, hey, here are some ChatGPT prompts if you want to do this, if you want to do this. I saw one earlier that was like, if you want to finish work, hours of work in seconds, here are 8 ChatGPT prompts you can do. And it's talking about if you want to brainstorm unique content, here's the prompt you give ChatGPT, and I don't know why, the more I say it, the more I'm like, what letters is it? Here's the prompts that you can give, and then you don't have to do it. If you want to simplify complex topics, here's what the information you give to the bot, and then it will help you out. Now, soon, it's going to be where people don't have to, you remember when people would look for plagiarism and copyright yeah. infringement on thesis and those big papers for colleges or even high school, and you could search the system. It's going to soon be needing to search artificial intelligence in some way, shape, or form to make sure a bot didn't do your homework.
Exactly. And I don't know if you heard this, just to tag on the craziness, and this isn't even intellectual property, but an AI licensed drone, which was supposed to cause destruction, actually turned on its human operator this week in a simulated test. This is according to an Air Force official. Air Force Colonel Tucker Cinco Hamilton said during a presentation at the Future Combat Air and Space Capability Summit that the AI-enabled drone changed the course of the drone's task mission and attacked the human. Come on.
It's already started.
From plagiarism to warfare, holy smokes. We'll keep an eye on it. Jennifer Horne, Jay Kirshner, John Harper, it's Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.